At New York's downtown hospital, doctors are preparing for their first attempt to transplant a uterus. The procedure would go like this. Surgeons would transplant a donated uterus into the recipient through an incision just below the navel. The recipient's frozen embryo would then be transferred into her new womb. She would give birth by cesarean section, and then the donated uterus would be removed, so the woman would no longer have to take anti-rejection drugs. The procedure raises many ethical and medical concerns. Fertility specialist Dr. Sherman Silber.
At any time during the 9 months of pregnancy, it could very easily reject. And if a pregnant uterus rejects, you've got a serious medical problem.
Simply put, the mother's life and that of her fetus would be in danger. The New York Downtown Hospital says doctors will first attempt the procedure on primates in the next 3 months before any attempt is made on women. Dr. Giuseppe Del Priore is interviewing possible candidates.
We've spent 10 years and thousands of hours with, you know, trying to make this as safe as possible, and we take it very seriously. And the person who, you know, is eventually going to be the first candidate has to have a tremendous understanding of that risk.
Those risks raise ethical questions. Many ethicists say the very reason for a transplant is to save lives, not to put someone's life in danger. Lori Andrews from the Chicago Kent College of Law.
We give kidney transplants to people who would die otherwise, and we do that because transplants are very risky.
But transplants are also done to improve the quality of life. Face transplants have improved the lives of people in France and China. Hand transplants are becoming more common. Women who are unable to have children because of cancer or other disorders say a uterine transplant gives them the hope that one day they will have the chance to love and nurture a baby that came from their own womb.
The chance that I could have carried my own child, I think, would have been such a gift.
Carol Pearson, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。